So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That means one thing, Tech Talk time, and Doug Swinehart joins us on this chilly, windy Saturday. And by the way, if you want to be a part of the program, there's an easy way to do it, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, and that is good for a call or a text. 651-461-9226. Doug, good to visit with you. I hope you're staying warm and out of the wind today.
Oh, you know, I am warm and I am happy.
Yeah.
This damp cold is what really gets me. And it's a damp cold. But yeah, stay inside, play with your computers, get some backups, copy some pictures, do stuff right. But, you know, you got enough equipment to where I think everybody's had enough equipment to keep them busy through the weekend until it starts warming up again next week.
Yeah. And, Doug, we always invite people to get in on the show. Here's the thing. The earlier, the better for a call or a text, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And if you didn't hear the entire program or you've missed shows, they're available online in podcast form at WCCORadio.com. It is WCCO Tech Talk. And Doug, I saw a story, and people are probably familiar with this, and the stories of these gigantic data centers that are being built all over the country.
And this has been going on a while.
Yeah.
This is nothing new.
Yeah, and bigger and bigger to kind of fuel the AI boom. And they use vast amounts of electricity, and a lot of this machinery or a lot of this computing equipment is also water-cooled, if you will, so they do go through a lot of water. Now, that is recycled and goes back to sewage treatment. It's not necessarily, you know, dirty water or anything, but the power is the big one, right. And I think we're at a point in time here at the end of 2025, and right now there's a lot of resistance at the federal level to regulate this in any way. They're trying to keep individual states from regulating AI, and what the argument being is that they don't want the United States to fall behind other countries in the world in AI development.
You know, I might cause us some email and cause them some to ruffle some feathers here, Steve. But the reality is they got to focus on more than just one item at a time. The AI, the servers, yes, But let's get some renewable energy involved, and let's make sure that when they're building these things, that they are completely self-sustained with solar and wind or water or whatever. And it can be done. It has been done. That's first. Second, I don't know enough about the hardware required for AI, but when it comes to liquid-cooled computers, I've never been a fan. You still got to cool them down with air. What someday, especially for the PCs in the gaming world, it's when these guys are doing this and they're putting an extra $1,000 in for pumps and clear pipes and colored water and all that stuff. It's more just for show. I can cool a PC with fans, and it's actually quieter than it is with liquid cooling. And it's more consistent. Think about this. This liquid is going through a radiator, and a fan's blowing air through that or whatever, and then it's being recycled back through over the chips to cool the chips down. So the computer gets, just as an example, a gaming computer. The gaming computer gets 25 degrees too warm. It triggers off this thing, and the cycle begins. We're going to start pumping more cool water in it. Well, with the fan, it's instant. The fan speeds up, the air moves faster, and the result is quicker. I don't care what anybody says. That's just a fact. I don't know why the liquid cool is so big, especially with this bigger equipment. But the biggest issue, in my opinion, is what we're doing with energy. I know for absolute sir, I hate to say this, Steve, China is at least 25 years ahead of our technology and likely closer to 50 years ahead of us. Every other country on the planet that I know of, is their government is instituting incentives for people to decentralize or at least help contribute to the grid electricity, except us. We're hindering it.
I don't
understand that.
Yeah, number one, there is a power. And I think going forward, there is a debate, and there is a robust debate about how to generate power, mostly electricity, going forward for all our needs. But I want to get back to AI, I think this is really important. I don't think most people, and I do a fair amount of reading about this in the capability and where it is now and where it's going forward, and people have heard these things about, you know, the number of jobs or entry-level jobs in various sectors that will be eliminated and so on and so forth. Ooh. And what kind of content is being created by AI. And that's where my worry is. I think there needs to be a role in anything for government to regulate something that will clearly have a gigantic impact in every aspect of society. And for government to say, well, early on, we're just going to stay out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is really bad news, and I don't think that is the right approach.
Steve, that's management by avoidance. The last thing we need is a government that manages by turning their back. And I think, too, to cut off states' rights to move forward when the feds are moving so slow is really, really bad. I couldn't agree more. And AI, I've said for years, yeah, you know, we can teach it to search for God and teach it to search the universe and the galaxies and whatnot. But when it comes down to how do you teach a machine empathy? How do you teach a machine good judgment for the needs of the many? And it must outweigh the greed of a few. How do you teach a machine that?
Yeah.
That's the part that bothers me. Is that I just don't know how we can mechanically or digitally create a softer society. Did I say that right? A more well, it's just going to have to be more general. There's just too many of us. We got to be thinking more. And I don't want to sound communist, but we do. We have to be thinking more in terms of social responsibility. That's my opinion. And AI is, if we've got all these large corporations that we know they're feeding their AI to give them the financial advantage position.
Correct.
Somewhere along the line, that's got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is, as you said, government intervention. They need to get moving on this. They should have been working on this 25 years ago.
Well, and I think it can be as simple as the creation of content. For instance, I think the FCC or the FTC or someone, when you're starting to be bombarded with endless content that is AI generated, I think that needs to be flagged. I just think people need to be told, you know, what's real and what isn't, and blurring those lines, it gets back to that old saying that all of a sudden, you know, will you believe anything you see, hear, or read anywhere? Anything beyond the sight, you know, beyond what you can see for yourself, will you believe it? And I think that is as critical as anything.
Oh, absolutely, especially when it comes to national figures or anybody that's famous, movie stars, that kind of thing. Absolutely. This is terrifying to me. It's just terrifying. Yeah, think about the news stations, the news outlets right now. Journalists are having a terrible time because everybody's got a camera, everybody's got a smartphone, everybody's got an opinion, which that's fine. But somewhere along the line, we got to have some place where we can go and we know we're getting unbiased, true, truthful information. And it's getting more and more difficult. And AI, some of the movies I've watched the last several weeks that were generated by AI, oh, Stevie, I'm telling you, I can't tell the difference anymore. I really can't.
You
can look at it all you want to, but it you just can't see it.
Yeah, and special effects have been around, and I think when you go to a movie, that's one thing to walk into a movie theater and say, yeah, a lot of this was generated by a computer and the special effects. I'm just saying, you know, day in, day out, what you see on social media or what you read, the differentiation between. I've watched some videos, and I do watch some videos to wind down on YouTube, some shorts, light stuff, comedy shorts, that sort of. Every now and then coming into the feed will be some video. There is this woman, it looked like it could have been the North Woods of Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Michigan, and a woman was outside her vehicle, and a Bengal tiger came bounding out of the woods and almost got her, and she was able to get back into her car in the nick of the time before this tiger. Well, we know tigers don't live in the North Woods of Minnesota, Wisconsin, or northern Michigan, but it sure looked real. And there was no disclaimer, and you know that was fake. It was kind of like, there's no way a gigantic tiger was on the loose and coming out of the woods and almost attacking this woman. My point being is, who's watching this stuff, and how, you know, just at least a disclaimer. Yes, this is 100% fake.
Oh, I wish we had that. I don't know how you're going to institute it, Steve, but you got to get that done.
Well, and then beyond that, I think there's also this other philosophical discussion. As businesses are always looking to become more profitable and more efficient, and businesses are in the business to make money, I understand all of that. But what is the human cost of AI when jobs are eliminated and there's fewer and fewer opportunities that were once there? That is also another thing that in general we're not doing a very good job of visiting about.
Oh, that's part of the problem, I think, with being human. It's human nature that we just pendulum. We go from one extreme to the other. Yeah. And we got to find some balance in this and stop the pendulum. Now we're all focused on AI, and we're going to develop it and develop it. We're going to wake up one day and go, oh, wait a minute. Where'd all them jobs go? Look at all the unhappy people we got because they're wandering around with nothing to do.
Yeah.
And even if they had enough money to live, which is going to be the next sector. If people, my kids are going hungry, well, I don't even need to finish that. You know where I'm going. You just have to be more open and think wider. But AI it's frightened me since, well, the early 80s I played with it, and I got to pondering at night, what's going to happen if this thing really does take off? Well, hopefully I'll be long gone for 100 years before that happens. Oops. Nope.
No.
10 years later, it was like just coming on strong.
I'm to the point with emails now where it's becoming more and more where it's kind of like, do you want to say this? You know, where an email will come in and it's already in the, this is in Gmail, Yahoo's starting to do it, they all are. Mm-hmm. Are bringing up, well, based on the email in front of you, do you want to just take the easy way out and hit this and send this response? It's like, whoa, you know, stop. You know, I've said this before on this program. I am perfectly capable of writing a brief email. I don't need your help writing a response to that email. Wow.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but I haven't seen that in Proton yet.
Yeah. Well,
and especially their desktop clients, it's as clean as it as Outlook Express used to be. It's just, and that's the Linux version. It's just wonderful.
I think they are
doing a lot for the spam part of this too. So I'm real happy with Proton, but I know what you mean. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and I think you should be more. It should be easier to turn that stuff off. I don't want to be bombarded with you helping me, you know, write my emails. If I want to shut it off, if I want your help, I'll let you know. It is certainly spell check or grammar check on steroids. 3:21, quick break. We'll come back and we'll get to your calls and texts. We've got some good ones lined up. And this has to do with storage. We'll get Doug's thoughts on that. Is it better to have an external hard drive for home use or a network-attached storage? I haven't heard that term. Maybe Doug has. We'll get into all of that when we come back here on Tech Talk, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindehart joining us on this chilly, windy Saturday, but very mild holiday week coming up. We'll have more on the weather in a moment. By the way, if you want to reach the show, 651-461-9226. We did get a statement on AI, and we'll just let this stand, and it came in on the text line. And we love your comments and questions on the program. If AI takes over everything the way you're talking, then no humans would have a job, and then there would be no consumers to buy the product. Who's buying the products? The economy fails, so it can't happen. Yeah, but I still think along the way to a critical point, a lot of people get harmed. And that's why I think AI, as much as any industry, and you can go back in our history, and just a quick thought on this, whether it's the Jungle, Upton Sinclair's book about the meatpacking industry in Chicago, and worker safety and all of those sorts of things, Orwell's 1984, so on and so on and so forth. I think if we're collectively going to regulate something, this might be the most important thing to regulate in human history.
No doubt. And, you know, I find it interesting, too, because, you know, every day you're getting some type of news somewhere about we ran a scenario on AI and here's what it came up with. I think they're afraid to say, hey, AI, how are you going to affect the total world finances and normal socialism in 10 to 15 years? Do you don't think somebody's done this already, Steve? I think what it's come back with is, well, let's see, the only people we should probably replace is the federal government.
Well, yeah.
We'll just take over that part and people can vote and say, you know, because a computer, you know, you can't bribe a computer. You can't blackmail them. You can't threaten them. They don't have any relatives they need to take care of after they get out of office. I don't know. If somebody's going to lose their job over computers, I would think it would be the people who didn't do their job before the computers took over.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of written about it, a lot of science fiction, but I think there is some truth in all of that where we need to heed that warning and take a look at it now, not in 5 years or 10 years. The genie is already out of the bottle. I'm just one of those where I feel like this, as much as anything, needs to be regulated. Just my thoughts. All right, Doug.
It's the biggest topic we have these days.
Yeah, I completely agree. Doug, what is network-attached storage best used for? Is there any reason for a home user to have it as opposed to the external hard drive as a backup? I already use for a backup. So in other words, they already have an external hard drive. Good job.
Yeah, you know, a network-attached system, NAS, a network-attached storage, that they're a dream come true for many people. If you have a large media setup, you can save movies on here legally. You can do this legally. And you can have a whole library of things. Now, when you're traveling, that actually can be utilized as a web server. So no matter where you go, you have complete access. They require some maintenance. They're not cheap. Now, they're not overpriced either by any means. But you're going to want to step up and get better drives if you go this route. But I got to say this, Steve. For 90% of the people, I think an external drive will work just fine. In fact, you could buy 3 or 4 or 5 external drives and save money versus the NAS. Now, the NAS, anybody that comes in and joins the network, you can give them access to this or you don't have to give them access to this. But they will require some extra maintenance, and you're going to be spending some hours learning how to set up an internal local area network that has the capability of becoming a wide area server. It's fun to do. I started to put one together, and I don't use it enough. So I still got the storage, but I didn't want to spend any more money. You can spend a lot of money on this, Stevie. It can get to $1,000, $1,500, $3,000, so fast it'll scare you. And that machine, if you got it set up properly, will run 24/7, 365. It never shuts down. My thought is if you're going to go that route, you might as well put that thing someplace close to your utility room and start monitoring your electricity use and where you got the good going on and where you got the bad going on. Just tie it all together. Now, if you're going to have a computer running that often, nonstop, let's get as much use out of that baby as we can.
Yeah, and Doug, I think it's worth bringing up when it comes to most home users. If you have some sort of cloud storage or backup, and you have an external hard drive, particularly if you can put your stuff on it that's really important and get it off site, really important stuff in a safe deposit box or at someone else's home, or maybe, you know, keep that wherever off site. Most folks are in really good shape.
They are. And, you know, the thing is everybody has access to cloud storage today. Yep. If you own an Apple, you got iCloud. If you got a Gmail account, well, you got Google Drive.
Yeah.
If you own an HP printer, they're putting out storage. So it's everybody. Sign up for a Proton account, and I got 500 gigabytes. That's a lot of space. I lack for nothing. So I don't think that the in-house, and there's another factor that I don't think people realize either. You put a NAS in here, and you connect up to, like, Plex TV, and you start downloading hundreds of big movies, and there, you set off flags at Xfinity and CenturyLink, and by law, they have to turn that information over to make sure you're not copying. So you're going to be creating some extra background traffic because you look like you got suspicious activity going on. Not that you do. It just looks like you could have, and it changes everything. That was one of the major reasons I shut mine down.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Doug from our text line. We will get into Prevazor, why if you have a Windows machine, it's imperative. A pop-up that came up, was it malware? We'll get Doug's thoughts on that. All of it on the way here on News Talk. E3O WCCO.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. You can always call or text the program, 651-461-9226. I'll be off next Saturday. Doug will be off next Saturday. So here we go, next show in the new year, 2026. And by the way, Doug, by the next time we talk, the days will be getting longer. And that,
isn't that nice?
Yeah, that is very good. A little more daylight, always a good thing. And they start getting longer already. Here we are, winter solstice. So we're getting close to move in the right direction. Really the first sign of spring, if you will. All right, let's go to the text line. And here's a good one. I got a pop-up with a female voice telling me not to turn it off and to call a number. I've never heard of this. I did not call and did shut it off. Did they put something on my computer? Should I run something on my machine to check that out?
Yes. All right. They may have, but they probably didn't. What they probably experienced was something that's been placed on a web server. They may not have even gone to that particular website, but that website is on the same server that's got this malware. This is a piece that's been around a while. The whole idea is to get you to call them, you the user, to call them. Because then once they get your credit card number, it's difficult to get the credit card company to cancel that because you initiated the business. So, yeah, I'm glad you didn't call. The program that you'd want to check to make sure is just open up a web browser and go to Google or DuckDuckGo or any website and just type in ADW Cleaner space Major Geeks. Major Geeks is a file depository, and it'll take you right to ADW Cleaner, which is a free product given to us by Malwarebytes. And just run that baby and download it, run it. And it'll tell you to reboot, and it'll tell you what it found, and it'll clean it up automatically. Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that this user said, shut off their machine. Said, I'm not connecting to you. Good job.
Yeah, that is a new one. I've never heard a voice say, you need to call. In this case, a female voice. But that is, and Doug, we brought it up, when it comes to fraud and it comes to the bad guys, You need to be very careful of emails, attachments. If you are not sure who it's from, be very, very careful. Always pause. Those urgent calls to action are a gigantic red flag. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed. Yeah, this is you're not going to get a call like this from Microsoft or Dell. Wow. Or HP, they just don't do
or
this.
Or your bank.
Well, especially your bank.
Yeah.
You got just some common sense. And when in doubt, don't. Go do some research first. We've got search engines that will go out and look at it. Oh, yeah, that's a scam. Oh, it's a good company. Well, but the voice coming across in your browser, that's a chance, 90% sure that's actually malware on a web server somewhere. And we've got people that are monitoring these things 24 hours a day, but from time to time, something slips through the cracks. It's just inevitable. But yeah, this voice thing, I've seen that too. I've seen when people reboot it, it stops the operating system from actually initializing until you hear it 10 times. Then it will go ahead and start it, because you got to have the operating system for them to connect to you.
Well,
very sophisticated, very sophisticated.
And Doug, just another reminder, we haven't brought this up in a while. It is super easy to cut and paste logos and make it look legit. If you bank with a major bank or a local credit union or credit card companies, I mean, it is so easy to just grab logos and paste those in and make it look legit. But here's a simple reminder. Be very leery of any urgent call to action. Pause, check it out through another source or two.
Yeah, this panic selling is really a relatively new technique the last 5 to 10 years. But we don't make decisions based on fear. just don't do it. And if it's a good deal today, it'll be a good deal tomorrow and next week. There's no need to rush. When things get in a hurry and you got to do it now, do it quick, the sky is falling, the moon's going to fall on your head, take a breath and realize that that's too much drama. It's just too much.
Yeah, for sure. Another one I wanted to bring up, and this always gets a lot of action. If you have a Windows machine, this is the biggest no-brainer. It's our final show of the year. We'll be back in early January, of course, here on Tech Talk. We're both off next Saturday. And that's this. Privazer, Privazer. If you have a Windows machine, get this program. They have a free version. You can sign up right away for a pro version. That'll cost you a little money. This is worth its weight in gold.
Oh, no doubt. I can't say enough praises to Privazer. I really can't. Everybody, if they don't have it, it's Privazer.com. Go check it out. You can download it for free and run it for free for a while. But I would always encourage everybody to, when it comes time and you realize that you're using it 3 times a month and how much better your machine runs and you're more confident that it's going to be a stable driver tomorrow like it is today, there might be time to give them $20, $30, whatever it is. It's well worth the money. It really is. Privazer, everybody should have it. The way that it cleans out your temps, removes Windows update files that might have been on your machine since Windows 7, even carried them through all the while when 10. That's just taking up disk space and clutter and slowing your machine down because of fuzzy nonsense. And just get rid of it all. Shell bags and the way it cleans your registry. Doesn't overclean, but it will clean it. But pay attention, because you can set this thing up to where it will clear your history every time it runs. Well, then you might want to go to your bookmark and say, what was that site I had last week? That's going to be gone. I set it up a little bit more conservatively, but it's just a piece of gold. Every Windows program, every Windows user should, without fail, have that installed and operating to peak performance.
Now, Doug, you've been around computers for a long, long time, worked on computers for a long time in your career, and I haven't asked you this before. Is this the best independent program you've ever seen for computer users?
Oh, I'd have to say it is.
Yeah.
It's been, just the length of time and the longevity, and to see this company maintain its integrity through, they've had some ups and downs. They've never lost sight of their original goal. And to this day, every time I get an update, I check, it's never been bought and sold, which I think is big. Because, once a company gets sold, the new owners want to see a return on their investment. That's just business. They've maintained the open source side of this, and still they got people paying because it's well worth what they're asking. It's the way software should be, in my opinion. And this is the greatest one of all times as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and that is extraordinary. And like I say, we get absolutely no money whatsoever. It's right. Just Doug's talked about this program and spoken so highly about it that we want to remind. And I don't know if I've ever seen anything negative about this program. And let's face it, antivirus, anti-malware, the ups and downs, computer manufacturers, certainly Microsoft and Apple products have had their critics over the year. This almost universally is well thought of.
Oh, no doubt. And you're right. I can't remember. Yeah. I heard some stuff many years ago that people said, it crashed my machine. Well, they jumped right on and said, no, it wasn't us. I know of one instance when I think Privazer must have been about 3 or 4 years old. And a guy got on the news groups and he was talking about, oh, he put that on and this went wrong and cost my hard drive. Well, they got right on. They actually emailed him and set up a time to call him on the telephone and connected to his computer, worked very slow and told him what they were doing and why. And they found what happened. And I don't recall the exact instance, but no, I trust it 100%. It's never failed me. And I just think that there's nothing to worry about with this one. This one's got it.
Yeah, it is a good one. Quick break. We'll come back. Tech Talk will continue. It's still plenty of time to be a part of the program today. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. And we have good news on the local sports scene today. It has gone final in River Falls. UW River Falls, the WIAC champ, beat Johns Hopkins in the Division III semifinals today in the wind and the cold, 48-41. And their star quarterback is from Fridley and threw a dart for the winning touchdown late in the game. River Falls beats Johns Hopkins 48-41 to advance to the Stag Bowl in the Division III Championship. How cool is that? 13 minutes now in front of 4 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. By the way, a show available in podcast form at WCCORadio.com. You can still call or text 651-461-9226. Lindsay, you had someone call in that couldn't hold through the break. What do you got?
Yeah, Sherry was busy at the Walgreens line, and so she wanted to drop off a question, and I will try to do her absolute best. Now, this problem she had only takes place on her iPhone, and it only started acting this way after the update. So I'm not sure about how those patches are going for the latest Apple update. I know that there's some problems, but one of these problems Sherry had is that she said that sent emails were going to her trash instead of being sent. Again, this only happened on her iPhone. But, Doug, do you have any insight on that?
No, that's a new one. That's awful. That's really bad. She would hit the send button, and something corrupted her system, and it just dumped it into the garbage can?
Apparently so. My. And we know how hard it is to corrupt Apple systems, too, Doug.
Oh, they've had a little bit of go-around this week and last week as well. But yeah, some of the top security people were almost taken in by an email and a phone call after the email. They were that slick. Very sophisticated. But yes, it can happen to anybody. But that's, at my house, if that happened, I would strip that machine down to nothing and reinstall the operating system from the ground up. Immediately.
Yeah, that is very unusual, and thanks for bringing that to the table. Absolutely. This is something we've talked about. I've had an iPhone since the very beginning and have taken care of the phones. I've had such good luck. I had an old one die when I was on the road. I've told that story before. Had everything backed up in iCloud. Went to the carrier store at the mall down in Arizona, and by the end of the day, everything was restored, and I was in business. I mean, I was pushing it to the limit on that old phone and got a new one and was rock and rolling in a hurry. Typically, that equipment is very stable, very safe.
It is. Apple's going through some issues as well with Apple Intelligence and that kind of thing, but I would have to agree. If you're willing to be a good user, if you're not a good user, Apple's can be real difficult. But if you're a good user and you use their product for the way that it's supposed to be used, you're going to get along just fine. You're probably safer with an Apple product than anything other than, well, unless you're a Linux guy, but then that's going to take a little bit more technical experience as well. But most people get along just fine with an Apple, and they've got some nice equipment. I haven't had much opportunity to play with the new chips. I'd like to be a little bit more exposed to that, but You can trust this so far. I think that their phones are coming out a little bit faster than they should, and more testing might need to be done. I think that that's a sign of the times across this industry. This has been a tough industry the last 3 to 5 years, and it's getting tougher every day. So it's let's keep it in perspective, but I think Apple's doing a fine job.
Yeah, for sure. I do want to get back to Pervasor. We did get a text on that. How long does it take to run it? If you download it on your Windows machine and get it set up, you've mentioned before the first go-around might take a while.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You got to know the size of the hard drive, how much data you got on there, how dirty the system is. The longest I've seen it run on a first run was 3.5 hours, but that was one out of I don't know how many. Generally, well, hour and a half, 2 hours. But remember, once you get this installed, you can keep working with your computer the rest of the day, and before you go to bed, set it up to run and tell it to shut off when it's done. It'll shut that thing right off when it's finished. And you get up next morning when you turn it on, give it a little extra time to boot. That always have to do that when you make major changes or do major cleanups. It's going to take a little longer to boot, so just relax, go get coffee, have it set around and wait for it to come up. And even when it's quit spinning, give it an extra minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. It's just good best practice. Think in those terms. There's a lot of calculations going on, a lot of things settling. But that's the way to go. I don't want to scare people away from Pervasor with that either, Steve. That's I really don't. Now, next time you run it, it's going to be considerably quicker. Yeah. The next time you run it, it'll be way quicker. And probably within, I would say, a month or two, 10 minutes maybe, 15 at most.
Yeah, is it a once-a-week thing? I mean, is it, you know, can you schedule it?
Their advice on this is, you can, but their advice on this is, well, it depends on what you're doing with your computer.
For sure.
If you've sat at the computer for an hour this week, I wouldn't bother. If you're somebody that is on that computer and you're pumping out all kinds of desktop publishing or you're doing accounting for customers, yeah, I'd be doing it once a week. But I would have it set up to where as soon as I was done backing my stuff up on Friday, I would hit that little script button and it would take off and I'd walk out the door and let the good times roll. This thing where it will shut itself off is just a tremendous, tremendous advantage for users, in my opinion. It's just a great program. Nobody should hesitate downloading that. And you know, you can skip the hard drive cleanup first time. You can skip it for a week or so, but I'd get it eventually because it's going to increase your speed and it will make your entire system more stable. And that's what we're going for.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, Doug, it's been a great year here on Tech Talk. We're both going to take next Saturday off. We will talk to you very early in the new year. Enjoy the Saturday off, and we'll see you in 2026. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome, Stevie. Thank you so much, and I enjoyed the whole year, and I think I'm going to enjoy the next one.
Yeah, for sure. And, Doug, your phone number and email, how do people reach out to you during the week?
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at wccotech.com. admin at wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And be well, Steve. We'll see you next year.
All right. Very good, Doug. Happy holidays to you and your family. There he is, Doug Swinhart. And that is Tech Talk. And by the way, we have next Saturday off, and then we'll see you again bright and early in the new year. Weather-wise, it is windy. 15 degrees, west winds at 20, gusting to 37 mile an hour, and that keeps our wind chill in the single digits below zero. The winds will eventually die down. Sunday looks pretty good. Sunny, not nearly as windy, and a high near 29, and then a mild week. We have the news. We have the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney here on the CCO.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.